Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth. So I'm so excited because we are officially in a brand new season. I hope you are enjoying the start of your summer so far. I personally celebrated the summer solstice by laying out by the pool. I did some journaling and I set my intentions for this new season that we are in. And in today's episode, we are chatting about how you can create your summer intentions and ways you can romanticize your summer. I've become someone who looks for the magic in life, and I enjoy finding the beauty and joy even in the most mundane parts of my own life. Choosing to romanticize my life each day, each new season, or each new era that I enter has really helped me to compare my life less to others and also really appreciate the life that I'm living and be more intentional with my life and the way that I live it. And I feel like before I took the time to romanticize my life in the way that I do now, I was just existing and kind of sitting on the sidelines and watching my life go by, but I wasn't actually experiencing my life in the way that I wanted to. And all of that really changed for me since I've made this shift to romanticize my life, to create intentions every new season or every new era. And the last few seasons, I really have had wonderful experiences, and I feel like my life has elevated in so many ways, and I just feel like life is so much more beautiful and enjoyable, and I really do feel so much gratitude for the life that I get to live. And so that's pretty much what we are talking about in today's episode. So if you've been feeling like you want to be more intentional with your life, or you want to really romanticize your life this summer and make the best of it, then definitely keep on listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would so appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast so that more people can discover it. Share this episode with anyone who you think may need some inspo for their summer plans. And if you want more of this content in your life, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Instagram and TikTok. I'm way more active on there, and you get more of a visual diary of my life and my routines and my habits and just sharing all of my tips and things like that. So if you enjoy this podcast, you'll definitely enjoy those platforms as well. That is all I have to say for today's episode. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So I shared on my Instagram stories some journal prompts that I would be using to help me set my summer intentions. And I took some of those questions from that post, as well as some questions from one of my favorite wellness brands. I talk about them all the time. They're called Wild House Paper. I have a lot of their stationery items. I have their tote bag, their well-being hat. I'm like obsessed with them. But they also shared a free worksheet called Summer Self Worksheet that also had some prompts. So I grabbed some inspo from both of those sources and journaled on my own questions to help me set my summer intentions. And I'll be sure to link both of those in the show notes as well. They're both free. The Summer Self Worksheet is a free downloadable worksheet, and then the other one is just an Instagram post. So I'll share both of those. But I spent my day journaling by the pool and getting clear on what I want my intentions and goals for the summer to be. And I'll share a little bit about some of the journal prompts that I specifically used. And one of the first steps steps that I took when setting my summer intentions were to first reflect on the previous season. So this is actually a question that I got from the Summer Self worksheet by Wild House Paper. Two of the questions that they asked were, what were your biggest highlights from spring season, and what are some key memories from spring that you'll always remember? So I took this time to really reflect on the season that I've had, the things that I've experienced, the feelings that I felt about spring season, and I spent lots of quality time with my friends and my family. I took multiple trips back home to California where I visited friends and spent time with family. I spent time in LA with my friend Michaela, who I hadn't seen in years. And so that was really nice. During spring season, my sisters and my best friend both visited me in Arizona for the first time. I also celebrated my birthday. I had an amazing birthday weekend with my best friend Jessica and my friend Kayla. It was like the perfect weekend. I've talked about it already, but if you want to check out my vlog, I did post a vlog on YouTube where I shared my birthday weekend and all the things that I did. We went to a luxury resort and spa and had a whole self-care wellness day. We took a sound healing class. We went out for drinks and just had so much fun. So if you want to check that out, go to my YouTube channel. And I also checked a lot of things off my 2023 vision board during the spring season. I had a lot of new experiences. I also was able to work with some amazing brands that I love. And overall, spring season was really a beautiful, joyful, and happy season. And I feel a big reason as to why I had such a great spring season was because I took the time to set my intentions at the beginning of spring season. I created a clear bucket list of the things that I wanted to do, and I chose to romanticize my life. And so I kind of want to take that same approach that I applied at the beginning of spring season and apply it into the summer season so that I can hopefully have a similar experience. So it was really nice to take a second to first reflect on the previous season before jumping into my intentions for the summer season. So those were the first two journal prompts that I did. And then the next journal prompt that I did, which was also in the Summer Self worksheet by Wild House Paper, was, what were areas of self-growth over the past 3 months? So this also made me reflect more so on myself and where I've grown and what I've learned. And for me, some of the key things that I experienced in terms of self-growth have been learning to assert my boundaries even more so, especially with my loved ones, and not feeling guilty about it, and learning to prioritize my own well-being. I noticed that it was a reoccurring theme, and I feel like I really passed that test, and I've really grown in being able to assert my boundaries and not feel bad about it, which is something that I used to struggle with. So that felt really nice to reflect on that and feel proud that I was able to do that. Another key area of growth that I experienced in the last 3 months has been growing and knowing my self-worth by not settling for opportunities that I felt didn't reflect what I deserved. And I wasn't afraid to ask for what I thought I deserved, and I wasn't afraid to say no to money and to opportunities when I knew that it didn't align with my values, or if I felt it wasn't what I truly deserved. And with that, I also learned to step more into an abundance and faithful mindset, knowing that there's always more where that came from. And if it's not this, then it's going to be something even better. There were many situations throughout the last 3 months where, again, an opportunity would come my way, but it wasn't what I knew I was worth, or it wasn't everything that I wanted. And I learned to really be okay with letting those things go. And I trusted that there is something even more aligned for me, or even better out there for me. And I don't have to settle for what's in front of me because I know what I want is out there. And I think that's a very important lesson to learn, and that we can apply in any aspect of our lives, whether it's a relationship or a job or a brand deal or a friendship. You do not have to settle for anything less than what you know you are worth. But the key is to know what you are worth. If you believe you aren't worthy of a healthy love or being paid a certain amount or whatever the case is, it's going to be very difficult for you to accept more than that. So if this is something that you personally struggle with, start with raising your self-worth. And if you need help with that, definitely check out my previous episodes. I have so many episodes around this topic because it's something that I've personally struggled with myself. Some other journal prompts that I also journaled on, which were in the Instagram post that I showed in my stories, were what goals did I set and achieve and how do I feel about them, and what goals did I not accomplish and why. So I think those are really important to help me recognize my progress and also to hold myself accountable and see where I could do better and how I can improve. And after I did my reflecting journal prompts, I then went into my intention setting journal prompts. And so the three journal prompts that I did to help me set my intentions were: one, what are my summer intentions for my mind? Two, what are my summer intentions for my body? And three, what are my summer intentions for my soul? Make very clear intentions for my mind, my body, and my soul so that I was creating a well-balanced summer for myself, because I think sometimes we can neglect certain aspects of ourselves. And if we neglect one thing, it is going to interfere and affect the other aspects of ourselves. And so these are some of the questions that I journaled on. And after I did that, I set my intentions and I also created a summer bucket list, which I also did last season, and that was really helpful in helping me to take action on the things that I actually wanted to do. And one thing that I kept in mind as I set my intentions and I created my bucket list and all that was making sure that everything that I was thinking of and writing down and planning aligned with the energy of summer. I feel every season carries a certain energy and has certain themes connected to it. Summertime, the way that I look at it and the way that I feel about it, is it's a very powerful, bright, proactive kind of season. This is when we feel alive and we want to have fun and go out and explore and be creative and like live life. Fall time is when we begin to slow down a little bit. We become more reflective. And winter time is when we learn to let go and rest and go within. Springtime is when we begin to slowly awaken from that deep rest that we had during the winter, and we begin to plant new seeds, seek inspiration, and our energy begins to slowly rise and we begin to bloom. And then again, summertime is when we're like fully awake and we're ready to shine bright, and it's a time of celebration, socializing and living life and all of that good stuff. So that is what I keep in mind, like what is the energy and what are the themes around this new season that we are entering. And so that helped me to align my ways that I plan on romanticizing my summer and my bucket list to make sure that I'm living more intuitively and in flow with the natural rhythms of the cycle that we are in. And that's something that's helped me to kind of tap into my intuition more, which we will get into in a moment.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, so I want to get into all of the ways that I plan to romanticize my life this summer. I have about 9 or 10 or so, but these are just things that I have come up with. Of course, you can take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But the first way that I plan on romanticizing my life this summer is creating new summer routines. Since every season has its own energy and their own themes, I feel like it's only appropriate to adjust our routines and some of our daily habits to match the season that we are in. And doing this for me is a great way to practice living more intuitively and being more in touch with myself, because I know for me, my body and my soul and my mind crave different things during different seasons. For example, during the winter time, I like to take things a lot more slowly. I like to be in the house more. I like to be more cozy. I like to sleep in a little bit more. And I don't like to be as productive and busy and on the go. But during the summer and springtime, it's a little bit different. I'm more creative. I have a lot more energy. I feel more inspired. I want to go out. I want to explore. And so I like to adjust my routines and my daily habits accordingly. So my current summer routines include waking up earlier and waking up with the sun. There's actually a lot of research on the benefits of waking up with the sun, and according to classical yoga theory, waking up with the onset of sunlight synchronizes the body's internal biological clock, which increases physical immunity and mental balance, and it also helps with productivity and things like that. And so personally, I've just noticed that now that it's getting lighter much earlier, my body naturally is waking up earlier. So I'm really incorporating that into my morning routine and allowing myself to wake up earlier and have more of a quiet, calmer morning routine and letting myself have a slow start to the day. And another adjustment that I'm making to my routine is movement in the morning right after my morning routine. I want to get my body and my mind moving first thing in the morning to help me feel as alive and energized as possible. And also, now that it's summertime, it's way too hot here in Arizona to work out later in the day. So I really want to get my workouts first thing in the morning when it's like still fresh out and it feels good. And in addition to that, my body is also craving colder and lighter foods. So I've been gravitating more towards making protein smoothies for lunch or having salads and cold pastas and things like that. Those are just some ways that I'm currently changing my routines a little bit to match more of the season that we are in. The second way that I am romanticizing my life this summer is creating a summer playlist and mood board. So one thing that helps me to romanticize my life is looking at my life as its own movie or show. And every show or movie has its own soundtrack, it has its own vibe to it. So I like to create specific playlists for every season or new era of my life that I'm in. And I like to play this in the background when I'm cooking or cleaning or getting ready for the day. And my summer playlist is definitely a more feel good vibe kind of playlist. It's something that I'm actually currently working on, but this is a sure way to help me truly romanticize my life. And also creating a mood board, I like to get inspo on Pinterest and then make it on Canva, and I'll have it as the background on my desktop or my phone to just help me stay in this energy and remind myself to romanticize my life. The third way that I am romanticizing my life this summer is embracing more moments to slow down and simply enjoy life. Do you remember when we were in school and those feelings of excitement and anticipation you would get on the last day of school right before summer break, thinking about all the fun plans you had with your friends and all the things that you were going to do and the places you were going to go? I remember those feelings very vividly, and I know as adults we don't really experience that as much, but I still like to embody those feelings even now. Even though summer breaks might look different and feel a little bit different, I still think that we can find ways to incorporate that sense of freedom and fun that we felt when we were back in school. And for me, it's finding time to slow down and enjoy little things like reading a book by the pool or catching the sunset or having fun by, you know, planning a night out with friends and things like that. At the end of the day, there are things and adjustments that we can do that can make the biggest difference. For example, if you are someone who works from home, and that's obviously something that you have to do, can you choose to work outside or in a nice patio at a coffee shop or change the scenery to just feel more inspired? There are always little things that we can do to really embrace the energy of summer, make time in our schedule to enjoy our lives and not just let life pass us by. One of my sisters is here visiting me for the summer. She's been here for a week now and will be here for another few weeks. And having her here has really forced me to prioritize slowing down and spending time with her and not being so caught up with work and things like that. So we have been spending our days scrapbooking and hanging out by the pool and cooking together. So that's been nice to kind of have a change of pace in my daily routine and things like that. The fourth way that I plan on romanticizing my life is making a bucket list of all the things that I want to experience, the things that I want to do, try, places I want to go. Like I said, I did this for spring season and I also did it for fall season. It really helped me to take action on those things and not just let another season pass me by. And for summertime, I feel like it's the perfect time to explore new things, go to new places, try a new activity, hang out with friends. And for me, making a bucket list is a great way to make those things happen. A few things that are on my bucket list are to try new activities, like taking a pottery class, trying new classes. Next week, I'm actually taking a kittens and yoga class with my boyfriend. So that's something that we have never done before. So looking forward to that. I also have a few day trips and weekend trips planned here in Arizona, as well as back home in California. There are a few places that I've been wanting to go visit, and I love exploring cute little towns, and it's honestly my favorite way to get inspired. So I have a lot of other exciting things on my summer bucket list, but those are just some of the things that I wrote down. But definitely take some time to think about what you want to experience this summer, how you want to feel, and make your bucket list so that you can actually experience those things. Another way that I plan on romanticizing my life this summer is tapping more into my creativity. Summer is such a creative and fun time, and I really like to tap into that, especially creating for myself versus others. And this is something that's really important to me as a content creator. Whether it's getting creative with my content or capturing more moments and creating a scrapbook. Like I said, I've been working on a scrapbook with my sister and that's been really nice. Just finding new creative outlets to express myself. Another thing that I plan on doing this summer is hosting a summer dinner party. So summer is definitely a more social time and there's nothing I love more than good food and good people. I love a cute dinner setup, cooking dishes with seasonal ingredients and making a refreshing cocktail or mocktail. And lately, I haven't been in a hosting mood because it's really only my boyfriend and I and a few friends here in Arizona. But I really want to put the effort in putting together a nice summer dinner and get back into my hosting era because it's so fun and such an intimate activity. And it's something that I really enjoy doing. Another way that I plan on romanticizing my life this summer is having digital free days at least once a week. I think disconnecting from the digital world allows us to create space for more meaningful experiences and connections. And instead of being constantly bombarded by notifications and seeing what other people are doing during their summer vacation, I can focus on being present in my own life and appreciating what's going on in my life and actually live my life. The next thing that I plan on doing to romanticize my summer is stop waiting for special occasions. I know I'm not the only one who waits for birthdays, anniversaries, or holidays to celebrate, to dress up, or like use the nicer things that I have. I want to stop doing that because I feel like there is a certain magic in embracing just everyday life and appreciating the present moment and creating more joy in our lives. And I've been going through some things recently that put into perspective that life is too short and there's no reason to wait for a holiday to celebrate your life, to visit family and tell the people that you love them, or to wait for a birthday to dress up and celebrate yourself or the people in your life. And I feel like life is so fragile and every day is worth appreciating and celebrating in some way. It doesn't have to be this grand thing every single day. Obviously, that's not really practical, but I do think that each day is worth celebrating, whether that's wearing the nice outfit or using your nicer dinnerware or glassware for a regular dinner, or celebrate yourself in some way. And the last thing that I plan on doing to romanticize my life this summer is creating an after work routine. I think it's so important to have small daily rituals to start and end our day where we prioritize our own self-care. And again, this doesn't have to be anything extreme or extensive, but I think having a distinct time in the day where you can have me time, whether that's binging your favorite Netflix show or going to a workout class or cooking your favorite meal. Although we can't always escape adult responsibilities and life and work, we can find moments of joy by having a morning routine, a midday break, or an after work routine where we do things for ourselves that are not necessarily productive or work related, but is just for us. So these are just some of the ways that I plan on romanticizing my life this summer, and I'm really looking forward to it. Doing this really helped me to get inspired, and I really hope that you got some inspiration from today's episode. I hope that you do these journal prompts, set your summer intentions, make your summer bucket list so that you can create an intentional, beautiful life and live your most romanticized summer. If you did enjoy this episode, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, and tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. As a final reminder, be sure to check out our sponsors for today's episode. It supports me and allows me to do what I love and create these episodes for all of you. And if you want more of this content in your life, again, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Instagram, TikTok. All the links to everything that I mentioned in today's episode will be in the show notes. So as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.